You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today I have Chance Dite on the line, and he is a partner over at Quantum Wellness Spa. Chance, welcome to the show.
Adam, great to be here. Thanks for having me. Excited.
Oh, man, you're in my neighborhood, or I'm in your neighborhood. I don't know who was here first, but you're doing big yes, things in downtown L.A. But correct me if I'm wrong, we met in Newport, right?
Yes, correct. We met at GCN in Newport Beach. And
oh, yeah,
off.
At the conference. How was that? Yeah. How was that for you? I had so much fun. I was running around like a podcaster, like
yeah,
head cut off.
How was you're it for on you? It was cool that my first time meeting you, I got to see you in action. Sometimes you don't get to see people in action for a bit, so that was cool. No, it's great. I mean, great people, great networking. Mm-hmm. I met you there, so it's worth it.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Well, let's get this episode started the way that we start them all, Chance, with what we call our Mission Matters Minute. So at Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. So that's what we do. Chance, what mission matters to you?
The mission that matters the most to me is walking in from a, I'll do a personal business from a personal standpoint, which also ties into business, is walking in love and being a kingdom ambassador. And that ties into business and especially the wellness spa and what I'm working on is that everything I want to do, I want to improve the human condition or enhance humanity. So anything that I can do along those lines to build people up, to raise them up, to help them step into what they're called to be, what they have the potential to become, that's mission matters for me. That's heart, soul, mind focus. Yeah.
That's awesome. How did this concept for a wellness spa, how'd that come about? Were you always in kind of the health industry or like where'd that start?
Well, the spa has been a dream for probably like 10 years, to be honest with you. And I've been
amazing
in wellness for a while. I played baseball. So an athlete my entire life. So it was generally around it. And then entrepreneurial life, you know, started an entrepreneur early as a kid, sold drugs in college. So did that entrepreneurial stint, went hard, a lot of business, a lot of partying, couple degrees, played college right. Then when I came out here and started a water company, and this is where my eyes really got open to the impact and the importance of this. I ran a lab on myself and I was completely messed up. Every marker was messed up. Low testosterone, women level estrogen, leaky gut, congested liver, low melatonin, and stage 3 adrenal fatigue. While I was running a company, I was in shape. I
did you
a
know you were, by the way? Covered. Did you know these things
no,
during that time?
I
or
didn't.
Were you just thinking like, oh, I'm just a little tired or something? Like,
well, yeah. So this is how it went. I would wake up in the morning and I would not wake up. I'd be dead ass tired. And I just told myself, hey, don't be a little punk. Everybody's tired when they wake up. Just get up and get it done. And that's what I did.
Yeah,
I get up and get it done.
That's what we do.
Right? You know, you just push yourself. You're like, you got stuff to do, so you get it done. Well, I was doing that, but all that time while I was doing that, I was continuously burning myself out more and more. So the labs were just something because I was studying it while launching the water company, and I just ran the labs on myself. And looking at me, you wouldn't have known. I did a photo shoot with the king of covers, Jason Ellis. He shot over 600 magazine covers, a friend of mine. I wasn't going to be in the magazine. It was just a friendly photo shoot, but I looked good. Six pack, could have been in a magazine, but on the inside, completely blasted. I was on the brink of death. So, yeah, it was a major eye-opener for me.
Wow. So now what happens next? So you're having this eye-opener. You're thinking about it. Like, how do you get your personal side of this together? Because this is a big wake-up call.
Yeah, well, thankfully, I was studying not medicine in the sense of a doctor, but I was studying functional, holistic approaches that many doctors should be doing. We'll just say that. And so I had the tools and I had the resources and I had the network and the protocols all there in place. So I did what businessmen do and what military men do and what athletes do. You take the plan and you execute. So I took the plan and I executed and I've not had a single problem since then. No real sickness. I got COVID once. Other than that, I don't get sick. I don't have ear infections. I don't have issues. Yeah. I don't have digestion issues. Yeah, nothing. Everything's fixed.
Man, same here, but now you got me worried. I'm like, I gotta take some I gotta look some things here too, man. I'm like, wait a minute, this is interesting stuff. So that, like, let fast forwarding a bit, like, you're okay, so obviously you were, whether it was before that or otherwise, or going through this, you're getting further and further in your knowledge of just health and wellness in general. And so when does it click for you that you're like, oh, okay, like, this is obviously at a water company, I think you mentioned, when you were going through this, when does it click that you're going to become a wellness entrepreneur? Or I don't even know if a wellpreneur is a term, I make it up, whatever, I make up words all the time.
Yeah.
Not a wellnesspreneur, I'll take it, whatever. When did you know that, like, that was going to be a path and, like, a serious part of your life? Because I'm guessing at the water stage, when you're in that, doing that business, you're, you know, grinding as an entrepreneur, it wasn't necessarily the front and center. Like, when do you know it was going to be a thing for you?
Yeah, I mean, it actually started back before that, I guess, in terms of the entrepreneurial side of it. When I first moved to California, I was doing real estate and did well, even had a few of my own spots. But saw the 2008 thing coming and pivoted out of that. And then my buddy moved here from Chicago, who had a huge personal training business in Chicago. And I was always an athlete, so I was like, whatever, I'll figure this out. So him and I joined forces. Corey Beasley, the badass, still trains a bunch of pro fighters. And we were the number one personal training company in Orange County within a year. And then after that, I went on a spiritual journey, was homeless for a year, living on couches, doing community service, finding myself. Then I moved.
Man, you're a real entrepreneur. This is a great story. Legit. Go ahead, please. I just had to give you some credit there, man.
Yeah.
I love it. Not that you had to go through that, but, like, I love when
I had to go through
the real story so that, you know, it's easy to look at somebody where they're at otherwise and be like, oh, okay, they have this and that, or they've done this and that. But to hear the story, there's some people right now that are probably, you know, doing the exact same thing right now. And they're like, oh, this guy did it. He's like, you know, so go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, you just stay the course, right? So with that, then I jumped back into personal training, working with sober houses and pulling some guys out of drugs and abuse. And because like the thing, when you get into that network, you just turn one vice into another. So like, okay, you can't do coke, but you can certainly rip cigarettes and drink soda, right? So there's these replacements that come into that whole realm, which is good. It's all progression. It's step by step. But working with those guys in terms of integration back into life, transitioning out of that world, it's a hard pit to get out of. Then from there, that's how I got into the water company. So I kind of had that seeded in wellness.
Yeah.
And the water company was built around wellness. And then I just started studying functional medicine because I was on the road a lot launching that company. So I was just doing coursework in the van, basically.
For sure. And so now this is the, correct me if I'm wrong, this wellness spa, so Quantum Wellness Spa, this is like the culmination of all of those years and that dream and that focus and everything else to make this a reality. Am I off?
No, that's dead on. So this is a dream project for me, something I've always wanted to do. The one above this even is a destination spot. So I have a spot in Costa Rica and a couple other spots. It'll be a big kind of destination resort type deal. But this is the flagship piece of all of that. This is the culmination of all the years of studying, all the things I've gone through, all the stuff I've figured out, all the people I've met, the network, the doctors, the trainers, the supplement companies. This is coming to a culmination of all that, where we can plant ourselves where it is desperately needed, downtown LA, and just ripple out into the rest of the city with good vibes, energy, wellness, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
So tell me about the concept and what makes it different.
So it's a combination of, and this isn't different, this is kind of becoming a buzzword in marketing, but I'm going to use it anyway. It's ancient healing with modern technology. So we are actually combining those two things. And our place is heavily built on social wellness and building community. That is desperately needed in today's world. COVID absolutely just ransacked through the entire world and people. I just had a phone call today with a guy who's still trying to lose 100 pounds that he gained during COVID. So COVID messed some people up, like, terribly.
Yeah.
And we need to come back together and unify and build together, grow together, learn together, share together, live lives together. Mm-hmm. We're built for tribal stuff. Like, go back thousands of years, we rolled around in tribes wearing the same skirt. So now it's a little different, but we're still humans and we still need that connection. So social wellness is a huge piece of that, but it's all experiential and integrated. So when you hear the word spa, you have something in your mind. we're going to be something different than all the traditional spas in terms of the intricacies that went into it, even the paint, the copper wiring, the flooring, the layout, the zones, the scent, the soundscapes. All of it has all been curated specifically to create an environment of peace and rejuvenation.
Mm. Yeah, one of the things you mentioned is like, you know, whether it's different, whether it's not, all these other things. And in my mind, when I see like a new wellness spa or when I see something that's health oriented, like pop up, I'm always like, man, we need one of these in every corner. Think about like what fast food did for decades in our country. Yep. And now, you know, worldwide, it's like, what? Well, imagine if we had a wellness center on every corner instead of, you know, depending on where you live at, right? A fast food place. It's like, how about that? Like, that would be cool. Because the market, I mean, who needs wellness? Only every human being on the planet.
Right. Yeah, raise like, your hand.
Where's there a market for this? Are you breathing still? You need
right.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Exactly.
So when I
and
think about, like, the market
that way.
For that. Yeah, and I love it. I think it's a great thing. I think it's progress to kind of undo some of this, these things that have been done. And I'm not saying by any one person, but, like, convenience, the drive-through, what'd that do?
Right.
This
well,
way, I look at this as kind of like a counterbalance.
And we need it. And people are escaping the trap of the medical system and understanding that they need to take their health and wellness into their own hands because they're responsible. Your daddy mm-hmm. ain't responsible. Your mom ain't responsible. Your husband ain't responsible. You're responsible for your health.
Yeah.
And it's up to you to take control of that. And it's up to you to do your own research, interview doctors, mm-hmm. get second opinions, go do the research, go find the people that are your tribe that know what they're doing, that can emulate what you want to succeed to. But mm-hmm. yeah, there's a huge shift across the board in terms of wellness, moving from sick care to health care.
Mm. Talk to me more about like the amenities in terms of like what you offer and the programming. I know you do a lot of events. Like, talk to me a little bit about that.
Sure. So we're going to break the spa down into three zones, and this mm-hmm. is not all of the stuff that we have. And we'll keep a little bit, not secret, but just in case we add some extras or pull some stuff away. But the three zones are refresh, rejuvenate, and remember. So refresh is more of your kind of high velocity, in and out, 30 minutes to an hour, kind of biohacking themed or in that realm. So we have the IV lounge, which will have lymphatic drainage, light therapy, IVs, shots. We have an aesthetic beauty room, so all holistic beauty, face yoga, exosomes, stuff like that. And then we'll have an infrared sauna suite. So it's its own private suite. And then Rejuvenate is more of a traditional bathhouse model, but it'll be a mm-hmm. three-part series with group classes. So this is, again, community wellness comes into this with the lounge. And with mm-hmm. this section, huge sauna, we'll do group classes of like 30 people that'll rotate between the large sauna, the cold plunge room, and then the earth room. The earth room is essentially a step out of the concrete jungle and into the real jungle. So it's going to feel mm-hmm. like you stepped into nature as an escape from the city for decompression, meditation, and the entire mm-hmm. floor will be grounded. So you get all the health and therapeutic benefits of that. Last section wow. is remember. And we call that remember because nobody's really broken. We just forgot that we're whole. We were designed perfectly. Everything is in place. All the systems function without you thinking about it. Chiropractors operate on this method. You turn the system on, it knows how to heal itself. So remembering is tapping down to those intimate genetic details that are built in. So you're talking like a deeper intimate work with like practitioners, massage, chiropractic, Ayurvedic. And then we'll also have some of our proprietary tech in that zone, which will be the quantum energy wellness bed. So all of that is our spa, and then we have the largest rooftop deck in North America. We have a 2-acre rooftop deck that we do monthly events on, and then we do partner events, like we have a cool partner event coming up in March, which you are invited to. But yeah, so all of our clients will have access to the rooftop, pool, jacuzzi, sauna, hot tub.
Wait, in March? Do you mean May? Gym. It's coming up in May?
I mean May, yeah. Yeah.
There we go. I was about to say, wait a minute, you just knocked me back a month. I'm like, we're in April.
the end for me. Yeah.
No, it's all good. Wow, yeah, and I've seen some of the pictures and things like from the rooftop. Like that's a amazing layout too. Like
incredible.
Like just the layout, the amount. You said it's 2 acres. Jeez, I didn't realize it was that big. It's huge.
2 acres, all skyline views. So yeah, we're having like a partner event. So we're mm-hmm. working with other people that just throw events. Like Grateful Giraffes is the one that we're going to be partnering with for this May event. So, yeah, we have tons of opportunity up there, and we'll just bring wellness to any event anybody wants to do up there. Cold plunges, yeah. IVs, cryo, all that stuff.
So a lot of different places that you could have went to with this concept. I'm just curious about, I'm happy, by the way, because I'm in downtown. That's where I spend 90% of my life probably at this point. So I'm happy about that other than when I have to travel. But that being said, like why downtown versus some of the other markets? Like, well, you know, WeHo or I don't know, Santa Monica or even Orange County. Like why downtown?
Yeah, that we get this question every single time.
Other than for me, Chance, you just met me. So that's not the answer. Go ahead.
You're now on the list. You're now on the list of reasons we're going to put you in the deck.
Thank you.
Well, it's needed. That's like the easiest answer is that it's needed downtown. Downtown doesn't have anything like this, and it's needed. And we can create something special and serve a specific community. Now, on the stat side of it, L.A. is amazing. L.A. just got $1 billion in funding for the Olympics. They're probably getting funding for FIFA, too. All that's going to go into cleaning up the city and making everything nice. They've done a lot of stuff with the down by the Staples Center. It will always be the Staples Center in terms of the
I agree.
The City Walk or downtown or whatever they call it. They've been doing a lot of rebuilding.
Yep.
To your point that you just said, 90% of your life is downtown. So downtown has its own community vibe and it's community centric. And they live that and they love that. And then they appreciate that. So we're tapping into an existing community to supply them with something that is inside their community that they need.
Mm.
41% residential increase downtown LA over the last decade. A lot of people don't understand that. Huge amount of residential buildings have gone up and they have a very high occupancy rate. Yeah, commercial still has a hit from COVID, but tons of people live downtown and it is expanding rapidly. And then you have the tourism market. 50 million people come into LA a year, 22 million specifically just downtown. So plenty of market there. And it's all built for that specific community. So it's the right spot.
Yeah. What kind of feedback have you gotten about this concept so far? Like what have people, have you been kind of, as you've been out there, you know, building your community and otherwise, like what's been the feedback?
The feedback's been great. It's always encouraging. Obviously I like getting holes punched and everything too, because then you can help prevent stuff. But the feedback's been great from talking to vendors who are out of country saying they want to come visit, to talking to like even our sauna builders are like, dude, we got to come out. Like everybody, every vendor I've talked to, every doctor, they've all wanted to be on board or involved with it. And then on the other side of it, people coming to our events, people coming to check it out, friends and then people that we know in LA, they're all stoked about it. They're ready to sign up for a membership today. And we just don't have the link ready yet, but everybody's been extremely receptive and excited about it, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Can't wait to launch.
Tell me about the plans for the rollout. Like, well, like how's this plan like in terms of next steps on your end?
So we're in our go-to-market phase right now. It's traditional with most go-to-market with any kind of brick and mortar business. It's the local kind of low-hanging fruit, quote unquote, that's right around you. So we do have a lot of residential around us. We're in a residential building. So a lot of the events that we do, we even do a friendly neighbors event for local residents. So that's the beginning, right? Starting the kind of whispers, the talk, getting all that. We've been developing the socials, you know, all the traditional, the emails. We have an agency doing a lot of the work for us in terms of the funnels and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's events is a huge piece of it too. We're having events every month. They've grown month over month. We're doing the partner events and we're going to have some pretty well-known speakers or keynotes coming in that are in our network that'll co-host events with us to bring their crowd around too.
Yeah, this is great. It's a great story, one that I'm happy to bring my audience, especially my LA audience, because we want to check it out. So I'm a big fan of this and what you're doing there. And just, you know, like the concept, again, why do we have so many fast food locations and so few wellness locations? I want to see one of these things in every market so that, you know, people can be helped. And again, their quality of life can be improved. And I love that story you told in the beginning about like it's so much more than just looks. I think sometimes, you know, that's what we're thinking about. Like, and you said you were in shape. You had all these other things going for you. And all of a sudden you get some tests done and you're not in the best shape inside. Right. So it's like as entrepreneurs out there and as, you know, especially with the city life side, I'll stereotype a little bit. I feel like people that live in cities like downtown areas in any city are, I think we're pretty prone to put ourselves in some pressure positions in terms of our work scenarios. I don't really
one of our avatars.
You're not usually in the city because you're like, oh, I want this peaceful country life, right?
So yeah, right.
Go. So I'll it's throw
grind
that out
hustle
there.
Mode, baby.
Exactly. So having these in an area where, you know, the community can benefit from that, I think is amazing. So Chance, that being said, if somebody's listening to this or watching this and they want to follow up, they want to learn more, they want to sign up for the newsletter and get involved, how do they do that?
Very easy. Quantum.spa is the website. And then all of our social handles are the Quantum Spa. But the website is quantum.spa. There's a sign up form on that. It's just a splash page right now, but the new site will be live within the week. But there will be a sign up form on there, and you can stay in touch or follow on socials.
Fantastic. And so for everybody, again, we'll put that quantum.spa in the show notes so you can just click on the link and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters, this is a daily show. Each and every day, we're bringing you new entrepreneurs, new journeys, new visions, new ideas. If that sounds interesting or exciting to you, we welcome you. Hit that subscribe button because we have, again, it's a daily show. Each and every day, there's new episodes and we don't want you to miss them. So hit that subscribe button. And Chance, hey man, I'm looking forward to coming out to that event in May. So, and again, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.